A cup of tea and time for me. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. And the world seems to fly by in a permanent wave. While all I want is a couple of curls and a good night out with the girls. So shut the door, who could ask for more? Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Half an hour with my heated rollers.
Welcome, welcome to Heated Rollers. I'm Linda Bellingham.
I'm Joanna Monro.
And I'm Gwyneth Strong, not forgetting, of course, the wonderful Lorraine Bowen experience.
So, Linda, you ready to try the opening this week?
You mean with Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think we should, okay? Right, so here goes, okay? So, girls, had a good week, eh?
Oh, yes. I got completely taken in by gypsies.
What happened?
Well, they gave me a nice cup of tea, somewhere to bed down for the night, and a tarot reading. It was very nice, actually. How about you, Joe? Good week?
It was all right until I got tricked out of some money by this guy in Covent Garden.
Oh, you poor thing. Tricked out of money. What happened?
Well, he was a magician. Turned out the money was in my ear all along, or somewhere like that. Anyway, still, it was very, very impressive. And how about you, Gwyneth? Did you have a good week?
Not really. I got stung by a bee.
Oh, yes. Go on. What did he do?
Come on. Well, he was sitting on my chair, and when I sat down on him, whoosh, he frightened my life. Poor thing, it died as well.
You just don't, do you?
What?
Get it.
What?
No, Gwyneth, you see, when you say, I was stung by a bee, you then say he charged me 20 quid for a jar of honey.
But that would never happen.
No, we know that.
I mean, a bee's never going to sell honey if he charges that much.
Gwyneth, dear Gwyneth, surely your problem is with the fact that a bee would be selling honey in the first place.
I was coming to that.
Were you?
No.
Right, how about we just come to the messages of support, then?
Yes, I think that's a very good idea. Yes, I have one here. From Emma Thompson.
Like
she sent
her
a card. Lovely girl. She says, Dear Linda, Joe and Gwyneth, so funny, so beautiful, so talented, but that's enough about me. The show.
I've got a telegram here from the Queen.
Oh, I didn't think you would do that for a couple of years.
No, she sent it with yours to save on the postage.
Oh! Touché.
Margaret Thatcher sends us postcards from beyond the grave.
I didn't know she was dead.
She isn't. She was just visiting friends.
Hello. Do you mind if I park myself here?
I'd rather you didn't.
Ooh, like that, are you? What's the matter? Three seats not enough for you? You try sitting in economy class between a dysfunctional family from Torbay and a convention of plumbing utility salesman from Birmingham for 3 hours. See if you don't upgrade yourself.
Must you talk to me?
Oh, why, in all my days. But look at yous, you poor thing. I can see your ears must be killing you.
I beg your pardon?
You want to pop and swallow, love. Pop and swallow.
Look, I don't mean to be rude.
Well, I hate to be the one to break it to you, love, but you are.
But if you don't leave me alone, I'll be forced to call the stewardess.
Well, I can see that if I've been missing anything back in economy, it certainly wasn't the company.
For goodness sake, can't you see I'm trying to work?
All right, keep your business suit on. Oh, did you buy that at M&S? Got these at CNA's myself. It's a nice bit of elasticated waist, see? It's an absolute must when you suffer from water retention like I'd have got.
That's it. I'm calling a stewardess.
Oh, please, don't bother. You don't think I'd really want to spend another moment with stuffed shirts like you in business class, do you?
This isn't business class.
Well, club class or whatever.
It's a cockpit.
There's no need to swear.
I'm not. I'm the pilot and I'm trying to fly this plane.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
Explain what?
Explain why the in-flight movie looks so realistic. I mean, you don't get 3D mountains normally, do you?
Mountains?
I'm a
a 90s woman. I live life in the fast lane. I love tennis. I love volleyball. I love hang gliding. When I'm not playing sports, I go clubbing and take exotic adventure holidays. But until recently, I'd get something once a month that would stop me in my tracks. I'd feel awful. It really restricted my freedom and meant that I couldn't go out and about as I wanted. Yes, my bank statement. Then I discovered Origami Ultra. Now when it's that time of the month and my little friend arrives, I simply take the bank statement, make it into a paper aeroplane and throw it out the window.
Don't stop having fun once a month. Try Origami Ultra with wings.
Oh, Mum, it's so sweet how many people have sent messages of condolence. But why did Granny have to go so suddenly?
Oh, there, pet. You can't choose the moment. The Lord reaches down and...
Oh, don't, Mum, I can't bear it if you cry. Come on, the ladies from Granny's bingo group are coming round soon.
I'm sorry, love. I just miss her so much.
Oh, I know, Mum.
Yes, can I help you?
Mrs. Riley?
Yes, I'm Annie Riley.
Can I come in?
Oh, yes, of course.
Who is it, Mum? Can I help you?
Us girls from down the bingo hall would like to raise our cup to dear old Shirley Riley. Now her number's up.
What are you doing?
No, not now, love. I don't get paid if I don't finish. We'd love to pop round your house and join you in your wake, but the bloke who owns the bingo hall has promised us some cake. So to all her family we send love. Her death was such a pity. And can we buy some bingo cards with the money she left in the kitty? With love from the girls. Ta-da!
God!
Well, don't all clap at once.
Oh.
Well, I'll forget the strip then, shall I?
Oh.
Hello, I'm Doris Noakes. Welcome to my boudoir. My rates are £175 per hour plus VAT, though I do give a small discount for students, the unemployed, OAPs, coach parties and Conservative MPs. Now, lovey, who is it you wish me to contact?
Kenneth Williams. I'm a bad impersonator, you think?
I see what you mean. I don't normally contact celebs.
Oh, go on, just this one. Go on, please.
All right. I shall now enter a trance-like state. Mm-hmm. Kenneth? Can you hear me, Kenneth? Yeah. What's going on, then? I was trying to write my diary. Kenneth, there's a rather bad impersonator here who wishes to speak with you. Well, tell her to get lost. It's like Waterloo Station up here. And can you believe it? We have to share the toilets. Call that Evan. I wouldn't mind, but Jesus leaves the lid up.
Hey, Kenneth, hello. I'm your biggest fan. I am. You know, I've watched all your films 1,000 times.
Have you? Well, you want to get yourself a life, dearie. Haven't got anything better to do?
Oh, no, stop messing about.
Yes, vulgar woman. You want to watch that one, Doris? Anyways, I'm off. And do please refrain from interrupting my celestial piece again, Doris. It's very rude. I'm so sorry. Kenneth? Well, that'll be £175 plus VAT, please.
Ooh, well, have you met my friend Sandy? Sandy Varda the Bona Lallies. Rather nice lady, a check. Oh, lovely.
So is that the transvestite?
Which one?
Him.
No, that's a plastic surgeon.
Ah. So which one's the transvestite, then?
The one in the dress. Look, Gwyneth, I'm trying to watch this, and it's very distracting to be asked questions all the time, all right?
Sorry.
Right.
Now, who's he?
The husband.
Right. Whose husband?
The glamour model's husband. The one who's taken out the contract on the transvestite and faked his own death.
Oh, I get it. And that's why the plastic surgeon's met the private detective in Rio.
No, the plastic surgeon has met the private detective in Rio so that he can hand over the documents relating to the ancient biblical texts that were stolen when the gay rabbi was murdered by the CIA. Right. Look, Gwyneth, I don't mean to be rude, but if you can't follow the plot, why don't you just read a book or something?
I think I might. Emmerdale's just too complicated these days. Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a bra. Is there a problem?
Oh, no.
Well, I'd like a bra, please. What is wrong with you?
You said bra.
Yes, I did. I want a bra and some knickers.
Knickers. You said knickers as well.
This is a lingerie shop, isn't it?
Yes, madam.
Yes, so I don't see what's so funny about saying bra and knickers. Oh, for goodness sake. I've had enough of this. I want to speak to the manageress.
Mrs. Caldwell, customer wants to see you.
Thank you, Diane. Good morning, madam. How may I help you?
Well, your assistant here seems to think it's hilarious that I want to buy a bra and some knickers. Goodness sake.
She said bra and knickers.
This is ridiculous. I'm going.
Big bra.
I'm going to write a very strong letter of complaint to your employers.
Oh, no, please, no.
Don't.
No, you'll get us suspended.
Sounds a bit like suspenders.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on her bike, the Lorraine Bowen Experience.
We're on a bicycle adventure, and you're racing in front on the bike that I lent you. We're on a bicycle adventure. I packed a picnic, my lipstick for later, so wait for me. We whistle along, these open country roads. Whistling a song. And your bicycle shorts are bobbing up and down. It's so much fun cycling around. On a bicycle adventure, sometimes you get the urge to pull over on a grassy verge. Ooh, absolutely lovely, gliding over the gears. Ooh, absolutely lovely. Ooh, yeah. Whistling along these open country roads. Whistling a song. And your bicycle shorts are bobbing up and down. Ooh, it's so much fun cycling around. And we go
over.
Are you transporting a Mrs. G. Phillip? Over.
Correct, control. Leg and three ribs broken in fall at home. Over.
We're receiving reports of an ambulance with its back doors open. Are you sure you shut yours? Over.
Definitely, control. We're travelling west on the A40. Who rang in? Over.
A Mrs. G. Phillip travelling east on the A40. Over.
Ah, well, we'll get back to you. Over.
Due to unforeseen circumstances, we had to cancel the scheduled programme. In its place, we present the black and white radio drama, Women in the War.
Yeah, Mrs. Matlock, look at this. What's in the butcher has tried to palm off on me as meat. I've seen more flesh on a starling. What am I going to feed my sprogs on now?
Well, we've all got to make do and mend, my dear. All we had for supper last night was a tin of Brasso. There's the air raid warning again. That'll be the doodle bugs dropping right over our heads. There's only one thing we can do, Julie. Open up our portable tea stall selling homemade cakes and biscuits. Top, top, pacey, pacey.
Cor, who do I think I am? The Queen of Sheba, worrying about myself when in minutes this whole area could be bombed in the street clamouring for a nice hot cup of cha.
Let's get everything ship-shape and Bristol fashion. We can't let the Jerrys catch us with our knickers down. Pull your finger out, Julie, mum's the word.
Cor, sounds like Jerry got out of bed to the wrong side again.
Yeah, I thought it was you two. No blitzkrieg is complete without your homely tea van here at the end of our street. Here, Mrs. Matlock, have you got that knitting pattern? I've used up all my coupons on some powdered wool, and I'm keen to knit our boys at the front a tank cosy. Guess a cup of Rosie Lee, Julie, me ducks.
You're all heart, Mrs. Dripping, but I'm afraid it's no char for you if you haven't got any coupons left.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs, the cheek of it. You're no better than you ought to be in your fancy toff's house on the hill, Miss Lardy-da. Hope your husband gets killed by the Jerrys and they send his bits home in a cardboard box.
Well, she's gone off at the deep end and no mistake.
There's one born every minute, Julie, dear. These things are sent to try us.
Fancy our talking to you like that after you saving the lives of everyone on Canasta Street yesterday when you defused that dangerous UXB that lodged itself between Ruby's whelk stall and Shanks's pony and all and all and all.
Well, never mind. We're all up against it. And while the men are away of fighting to protect dear old Blighty, it's up to us women to hold the fort in any way we possibly can. Julie, let's not dilly-dally. We've got tea to serve. Hello. Do you mind if I park myself here?
I'd really rather you didn't.
Still like that, are you? This isn't a cockpit this time, you know. You can't pull rank on me this time.
I wasn't going to pull rank, but when I'm using the lavatory, I prefer to do so alone.
Suit yourself.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to stop doing that. You're upsetting some of the other diners.
I'm feeding my baby. Who am I upsetting?
Well, the gentleman over there and that man in the corner and those two elderly gents opposite, they've all asked me to have a word with you.
And what exactly would they like me to do?
Well, they'd like you to put the bottle away and get your knockers out. And now Radio 2 presents the classic serial Oliver Twist and Shout. Part 2, A Right Nancy.
As long as he needs me, I thought as I waited for what seemed like forever, but was in fact only 4 days. For my Bill to come home for his plate of eel soup. Even though he was tardy, I knew I was lucky to have a man like Bill. He smelt a bit and he didn't have no manners, but he was mine. Our garret was basic and damp with cockroaches galore, but we was happy. How I longed to hear his gruff voice once again and his heavy footsteps on the stair. How's my darling Bill Sykes then? Love a duck, good blimey governor, knees up Mother Brown.
Bullseye. Bullseye.
Run! Smudging! Super great!
Sometimes I think you think more of that dog than you do of me.
That's because I do. Give us a cut of Rosie Lee, girl. Look sharp. But before that, come here. Give us a squeeze.
Oh!
You know you love it. Here. Got your present.
Oh, Bill. It's a rat. Strikes me a bit of an odd present to give a lady.
Didn't give it to no lady. I gave it to you.
Here. Bill, did you have a good day at the market?
Yes. I killed and mugged 3 people.
Were they all toffs?
They were. But they ain't no more.
Here, ain't that murder or something?
So what? Blimey, girl, this soup's disgusting.
But it's Mrs. Beaton's recipe.
Mrs. Beaton. Mrs. Beaton. I'll give you flaming, Mrs. Beaton. I'm off to the shore and stab for a pie, a pint and a fight. When I get back, I expect hot food frit for a rogue. Bullseye. Bullseye.
Right behind you, Master.
Oh, Bill, don't go. When will I see you again? You've only just got in.
Leave me be, woman.
Oh! It was the salt of the earth, was my Bill. People used to say they didn't know what I saw in him, but as I let the poultice come to rest on my bruised limbs, I knew that deep in my East End wheelbarrow cockney, as your father art, I loved him. This is the shopping forecast. Saturday lunchtime. Debenhams, Littlewoods and British Home Stores outlook choppy with patches of high crowds. Rain later in the day, umbrellas rising sharply. Marks and Spencer's, conditions stormy, heavy trolleys may turn without warning. Woolies, Mothercare and Toys R Us, parents will experience high pressure, increasing as days go on. Children, wet and windy, squalls expected, with possibility of a good slap. Bags and purses decreasing sharply as pickpockets move in from the south. General outlook, pretty irritating all round. Much better to stay in and watch TV.
Hello and welcome to this special live edition of the travel programme from St. Lucia with me, Julie Charming. In a moment, we'll be looking at how I got on with five-star hotels in Paris, luxury cruises in the Caribbean, and scuba diving off the Great Barrier Reef. But first, we go over live to Sally Rookie and her out-of-season tour around Britain. Sally!
Poncing across the globe with a bottle blonde hair. I'd like to stick this script right up, Julie.
Sally, we're on air.
Hello there. Right, now you can join me in the jewel of the Essex Riviera, Clacton.
Oh, marvellous. I just wish it could have been me there instead of you, Sally.
I don't remember stopping you, Julie.
Now, I hear the rain's gone.
That's right, Julie. Hurricane Wendy blew it away.
Oh, that wonderful British weather. It must be a very moving experience, Sally.
That's right, Julie. It's moved deck chairs, caravans, a cow called Daisy 15 miles out to sea.
Smashing lovely. And what's this about you hitting the jackpot in Las Vegas yesterday?
Well, the Las Vegas Bingo and Community Centre down the road, yes. I won some china.
Oh, that'll look lovely on the mantelpiece, won't it? And have you been for any rides?
Just the one the BBC's taking me for.
Yes, but Sally, what about those fantastic looking pedalos? Will you be taking any of those out onto the choppy North Sea?
Well, as much as I'd like to throw myself into the shipping lanes, Julie, you can't hire a pedalo round here for love nor money. Oh,
besieged by kids, eh?
More health and safety, if I'm honest.
Well, it's been great talking with you, Sally, and I believe next week you're reporting from your first ever foreign destination.
That's right, Julie. Next week I'll be answering the question on everyone's lips. Holidaying in Baghdad's no-fly zone. Do you go for the half-board or the self-catering?
Sally Rookie there, slowly working her way up the travel programme hierarchy. She'll be after my job next.
Morning. Hello. You're being called by a registered market research company. Would you mind answering a few questions for us? Oh, great. Thank you. That's lovely. Now, did you vote in the last election? Oh, well done. Now, can I ask how you voted? Did you vote A, using a biro, B, a felt-tip pen, or C, did you use the pencil provided in the little booth? C. Oh, that's smashing lovely. Thank you. Now then, can I ask you who you voted for? Now, let me see. Was it A political party, B, something else, or C, don't know? Liberal Democrat? No, it's not on my form, I'm afraid. But I tell you what, I'll just put you down as something else. I haven't got many of those. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. Given the results of the last election and the subsequent upheaval of the political landscape, and given the underlying strength of the economy, taking into account the strong pound which is harming our manufacturing industry, would you be more or less likely to A, eat a pot noodle, B, take a family holiday in somewhere unpronounceable in the Middle East, or C, attempt to use a panty liner with wings?
Doctor, this woman's just arrived. She fainted and fell unconscious in the biscuits aisle of Tesco.
All right, let's see what's the matter with her. Nurse, please remove the patient's clothing.
Doctor!
Oh, my God, I've never seen anything like it. Nasty old discoloured knickers from the year dot with a hole in the gusset. Bra all bobbled and stretched out of shape. Frayed lace, strap held together with a safety pin. Dirty tissues stuffed in the cups.
That was a public information film on behalf of mothers everywhere. Other film titles in the series include I Wish I Hadn't Stuck My Finger in That Hole and Oh Dear, I Pulled a Silly Face and Now the Wind Has Changed and I'm Stuck Like This.
Scientists claimed that there were good scientific reasons that made it impossible for women to fly. No pilot was allowed to take to the air without a huge handlebar moustache. This meant that only men and very ugly women were able to fly. But Amelia Earhart changed all that. Born in 1897, when she was but a child, she saw the birds soaring and swooping through the air by her home in Kansas, and she thought to herself,
oh, I wish I could eat worms and poo on people's washing.
But the young Amelia Earhart also had dreams of flying. She longed to be up in the clouds, and in no time at all, she was taking her first flying test.
Right, Miss Earhart. When driving your flying machine, when should you go up, diddly up, up?
Just before you go down, diddly down, down.
Soon there was no stopping her. Amelia flew across the Atlantic several times, partly because of her adventurous spirit and her quest for recognition for women aviators, but mainly because of the duty-free. Then one day she made an announcement.
Gentlemen, I intend to fly around the world.
Preposterous.
Preposterous madness.
No man has ever succeeded in flying around the world.
Let alone a woman flying around the world.
How on earth do you intend to accomplish such an impossible achievement, woman?
Gentlemen, I intend to use an aeroplane.
I say, we never thought of that.
That might just work.
But it was during her attempt to fly across the world that Amelia Earhart mysteriously disappeared. I don't suppose we'll ever know the truth. But it was Amelia Earhart's sacrifice that encouraged more and more women to take up flying. And soon women were on aeroplanes all over the world, giving people food on little plastic trays and telling them where the exits were. Another triumph in the history of feminism.
Well, I thought that all went rather well.
Yes, or as Casanova used to say, another week of getting away with it.
I thought he used to say another week of getting my end away.
Yes, well, something like that. So now, Gwyneth, do you understand what happened at the beginning of the show?
Perfectly. You two made out that you'd been ripped off, but it turned out to be something altogether different.
To comic effect. So, go on, Gwyneth, go on, you try, go on.
Right. Here goes. Right, go. Last week,
yes,
I got stung by a wasp.
Yeah, go on.
He charged me 20 quid for a jar of honey.
Oh. No, no.
40 quid.
No.
60 quid, what?
Wasps don't make honey.
All right, jam.
No. Oh. All right, okay, all right. Let's try this, all right? You haven't been to many car boot sales, have you, Gwyneth?
I don't go to car boot sales, full stop.
Why not?
Well, I don't need a car boot.
Yes! By George, she's got it.
A new bonnet, on the other hand.
No, spoke too soon. Fine.
Hello, do you mind if I park myself here?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I don't believe you. This isn't the cockpit. This isn't the lavatory. What is your problem this time?
My problem is that this is my bed.
Right, then this must be your husband. Nice to meet you.
By Nev Fountain, Caroline Gold, and Mark Dady, Simon Blackwell, Claire Summerskill, Bryony Lavery, and Leslie Ann Elberstone. The music was composed and performed.